Thank you for calling RDS Goldsmith. This is Brooke. May I help you?
Brooke, good morning. It's Garrett with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm always fantastic. I hope I'm like the first and last vendor call you received today.
You are the best phone call I've received today. How about
that? Hey! Oh, you're way too nice. You're way too nice. I am just calling, and she's modest. I was talking to Isaac yesterday. It looks like you got the 121 Princess. Just wanted to confirm. We've had a nightmare with shipping recently, and it's too early in the season for this nonsense. But
oh, I know.
Yeah,
no, we have it. I've already looked at it. We both looked at it. Appreciate you getting in here so quick.
Well, yeah, he wanted a. Do we know when that customer's coming in? I nabbed it from somebody, which was great.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite thing on the planet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen.
He's either going to be here today or tomorrow. He's a fireman.
Perfect. Awesome.
And he works just down the street, so he's just going to show up when he, when he can. So.
Awesome.
Yep.
If you need something else, if you need anything else, I'll be here till, we're here till 6, shipping till 6, but we're just going to stay later and later, like eventually 7 o'clock, but we're shipping Friday for Saturday for free, and I'll be here tomorrow as well. So, you know, it's not a competition. I like to brag about working Monday through Saturday, but jewelers do that anyway, so.
Sure,
you know.
During the season especially. Yeah, I've been seeing, I don't know if you're in jewelers, helping jewelers on Facebook.
Yeah, Jake Shea.
Jake Shea, and everybody's talking about shipping nightmares, you know. So I guess our guys are out there overloaded trying to make jewelry.
Well, I don't know if there was weather or something like that, but the I have a package coming back to me misrouted. It went to Indianapolis instead of Memphis. We shipped out last Tuesday, I think. And nothing left Rochester because we didn't have a pilot or a plane. So they drove the goods to Newark, New Jersey to ship them to Memphis. Like, I don't understand logistics, and I don't pretend to. Like, if I'm shipping a diamond to Buffalo, one town over, it still goes to Memphis. So it's like,
I don't understand that either. Same thing.
How do they make money?
If we're in Chattanooga, but we need to ship something to Nashville, they'll send it, you know, someplace insane, like Mississippi or something.
It's like that's how you get it there overnight. They're the mathematicians. I am not. But I'm glad the princess got to you. If there's anything under the sun more than a dollar made of carbon, give me a call. I'll be here, okay?
Okay, and I appreciate that very much. Hey, last time I was in Rochester, I was there to see an air show. Do you guys still have air shows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every year. Every year. How long ago?
It's been at least 20 years ago that I was in Rochester. I used to date a guy in Buffalo. I almost
moved
to Buffalo. But after being there in April and it was 30 degrees, I was like, I'm a Georgia girl. I can't do this.
It's 14 right now.
Yeah, I think 18 was the high when I was there in January.
No.
That was so cold for me. And of course, you know, he keeps his house like at 58 degrees.
Cheap. Come on, dude. Well, he's probably in shorts, too. He's probably fine. You know,
he's an engineer. It's not like money was a real problem for him. So,
right.
Steve, like you said, but, you know, I had to stay in the bathtub the whole time I was there.
100%. He's like trying to kind of thaw out. You know,
it's snowing every day. It's 18 degrees. I mean, and when I was leaving the last time, that was, I think, the decision maker. The last time I was leaving, a blizzard literally blew up, right? We got to be delayed. They're de-icing the plane. I'm like, okay, this is fine. They're de-icing the plane. The snow kept falling, and they had de-ice the plane again. And I'm like, no, just let me off this plane.
Right, exactly. This thing, I don't want in. I don't want out. I don't want up in the sky right now.
Third time I was now nervous. Like, just let us all off this plane.
Right. Yeah, it can get, like, today's a beautiful day. Yesterday it came down in buckets. I do like the snow, but I only like it until Christmas. Then it can go away. I don't play in it anymore. I don't snowboard. I don't ski or anything like that.
He loved the sled.
Yeah, it's, yeah. And my grandfather, whereabouts in Buffalo did he live?
He was in Erie.
Okay.
Is right down from the stadium, the Bills Stadium.
That's where I'm going this Sunday. I'll be there 30 degrees with a buddy of mine. One of my reps is coming with me. We're going to go to the Bills-Bengals game. And hopefully I don't freeze to death.
Orchard Park.
Park.
He lives in Orchard Park, and his mom, who I loved and still love, she lives in over there by the toy factory. I can't even think right now. So that's how long ago it's been.
Toy factory.
The toy, where they build toys.
Huh.
What's the name of the big hotel too that's there? Like the
in Buffalo?
Something like that.
I think
it's gonna hit me if we can't get up.
Curtis Hotel, the Richardson, Harmony House.
which is a very fancy one. Shoot.
The Edward Hotel. Hotel Lafayette. No, that's just
right.
the mansion on Delaware Avenue. Garden Maybe Place. I'm not sure. Yeah, Reichert House is a famous one. Jacoma Hotel. Yeah. Well, my father was born and raised in northern Buffalo, which is Tonawanda. But,
okay, I've been to Tonawanda. That's close to the falls, right?
Then have you been to a Ted's Hot Dog?
I have not been, but I've been to the Anchor Bar and I've been to the Barville.
Yeah, okay, those are two staples. So I love talking to people that have been in my neck of the woods, but
I did love Buffalo. It's just
fall is great.
The fall is great. And it was warm. I mean, warm in the day until nighttime came, and then I was like, I did not bring enough sweat clothes.
No, it's funny because you only get it for like a couple weeks, and then you get 8 months of cold, and then you get a couple nice, you know, weeks during the summer. But
yeah.
Well, I love, you know, I pick a, you know, I pick where I live, so I have only me to blame.
Like I said, I considered it very seriously. He lived here for a while, and he was, like I said, he was an engineer. He designed special kind of, I don't even know what it is, but he does some sort of heating element kind of thing. But it's a real specialized field that he's in. He couldn't find a job here, so he moved back to Buffalo. And so, you know, we tried it. We stayed together for 2 years, and it was just not something I could do.
It's tough. Especially that, what is that, a 13-hour drive or a plane ride, right?
Yeah,
or is it longer than
13? So I don't know. I never drove it. I always flew.
Yeah,
I flew back and forth every month.
I have.
He did too. I mean, we alternated.
Tried it out. I have buddies that lived in Murfreesboro, and that was a 13-hour drive, but
probably right.
I would fly 100%, but.
Yeah, because it's such a quick and cheap flight. Like, it was $99.
Yeah.
I think Spirit Airlines or something. I don't know. It was, like, super-duper cheap. Why would I drive?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. But I enjoyed it up there. So next, if I ever come back up, I'll look you up.
You have to. Yeah. Well, I'll tell Isaac. We do, if you needed an excuse to come up.
That I'll come. I'll be there for
you. Yeah, you gotta come up. We do events here at our facility every October and April. They're diamond-centric buying events. It's not just it's more of an educational event, but...
I'd love to come to this, actually.
Oh,
I'm
great.
A genologist, and I love to do that to keep my skills
up. This is, I mean, it's industry. You get to hang out with other jewelers in the industry in a non-compete environment and share your stories about what keeps you up at night and get solutions to those problems, so... You know,
I'd love to come out, actually.
Yeah. All right, well, let's
go over to Buffalo. We'll go to Barville, and we'll get a roast beef on wick.
Oh, baby. Yeah, so beef on wick, and that's funny. That's another thing that, like, you know, Rochester Garbage Plate, Buffalo Wings, and then beef on wick, you don't get down south.
No, you can't. That's not something that we have down here. I don't
know
why, because it's actually quite delicious.
My grandfather used to blame the bread, all the wick, the Kemah wick is a northern thing, and it's because of the wet. I'm like, hey, Grandpa, I think you're... It's not because of the latitude.
we can ship it back and forth.
Yeah, I don't.
It doesn't happen down here. It's just never called on. We're 70 people.
Oh, well, listen. Brooke, it was a pleasure chatting with you. I'm glad you got the princess. Let Isaac know that I'm sleeping at my desk for you guys, ready to rip for the rest of the season. And I hope you have, like, I hope people just throw bags of money at you today.
Me too. So far,
bills,
I will.
Bills and not coins.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, no. All right, Brooke. Have a rocking day, okay? You too.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.